It is Friday, May 19th, 2017, and this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda, and joining me now is Becca Martin Brown, features editor at the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette.
Hi, you.
Hello.
We don't do enough of this together anymore.
We don't.
I got cool stuff this weekend.
Oh, good. I want to hear it.
This is all about geography.
Okay.
So you get to decide based on where you are or where you want to be.
I feel like that's a challenge because I will try to be at all of the places.
That was how this whole thing actually happened, okay. Was it's not possible to be at all of the places.
Oh, don't tell me I can't
okay,
do something.
Okay, I know. All right, we're going to start in Eureka Springs.
Okay.
Tonight's the White Street Walk. Starts at 4 o'clock. This started a whole long time ago, like 27 years ago, that three artists on White Street, Mary Springer, Eleanor Lux, and Zeke Taylor, decided they'd open their studios and have this one-night thing. Well, now there's like 40 other artists that come and fit in every little nook and cranny on White Street. And it's a party.
Mm-hmm.
It's a reunion. There's food. It's cool. And you can go buy art. And then you can stick around Saturday and go to Art in the Park.
Okay.
From 10 to 4 at Basin Park. There's a Birdcage Art Bazaar at the Birdcage on Spring Street. It's a shop.
Mm-hmm.
Pete the Cat's dad, as we like to call him, James Dean, the artist who draws Pete the Cat, will be at Iris at the Basin Park from 1 to 4. So if you're looking for me, I'll be stalking Pete the Cat's dad. And then Saturday night, Grady Nichols is in concert at 5 at Basin Park. So all that's free except for what you spend
on the
art.
Right.
And then Sunday is Books in Bloom.
It is, yes.
I love Books in Bloom. Starts at noon. It's in the gardens at the Crescent Hotel, but if it rains, don't panic. They'll move it all inside.
Okay.
It'll be all right. And the authors attending include James Dean and his wife, Kimberly,
okay,
the creators of Pete the Cat, Craig Johnson, who is the creator of the Longmire books.
Okay.
And Laurie King, who's the one I talked to for a story in What's Up, she has done a set of stories about what if Sherlock Holmes met this young girl? Like Sherlock's gone into exile after Reichenbach falls or whatever. And he meets this young woman who is every bit as smart and driven as he is and teaches her about being a detective.
Oh.
So Mary and Sherlock. The first book was The Beekeeper's Apprentice in 1994. And now Laurie King has 25 novels and other books that are not the Mary Russell Sherlock Holmes. And her publicist says she's probably the only writer to have both an Edgar Award and an honorary doctorate in theology.
Hmm.
She's really interesting.
It does sound very interesting.
And again, even at Books in Bloom, it's what you spend on books.
Right.
It's free to get in. So if you're in Fayetteville, we get to do the same thing. Tonight is Inuksuit.
Oh, this is an Artisphere event.
This is an Artisphere thing. What do you get when you bring together 100 musicians, spread them around an outdoor venue, and give them a piece of music?
Oh, this is the thing at the Botanical Garden.
This is the thing at the Botanical Garden. And it's Third Coast Percussion, who, unless I'm mistaken, they were here last year. The piece they're going to play is by composer John Luther Adams, and it's influenced by stone structures in the Arctic North, where the Inuit people live.
Ah, okay.
So there's going to be people playing everything from bells to whistles to who knows what, plus musicians from the Artisphere Festival Orchestra and the Third Coast Percussion folks. And it will be really fascinating.
Yeah, no, I'm looking forward to that.
And this happens at, I just turned the wrong page because I can't remember anything anymore, at 6 o'clock today at the Botanical Garden of the Ozarks in Fayetteville. It is free.
Mm-hmm.
On Saturday, you can stick around in Fayetteville and go to the Washington Elementary Tour of Homes. 5 historic homes in the Washington Elementary School Zone and the school, noon to 5. You can buy tickets at French Metro Antiques. And then Sunday's the Block Street Block Party.
So excited for that.
It's a very cool thing. And you just go and you meet people and you see stuff and you hear music and you eat food and it's all good.
You just hang out and see your neighbors and it's a lot of fun.
And it's from noon to dark on Sunday. Also free, except for what you spend.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you're in the River Valley.
Okay.
On Saturday, it's the Old Timers Day Arts and Crafts Festival from 9 to 6 in historic Old Downtown Van Buren. which is really cool and pretty. Mm-hmm. And then Sunday, the Clayton House is celebrating. This is a cool story. In the area where the Clayton House is, there were a lot of beautiful old Victorian houses that had been torn down. This lady named Julia Hayden, who wasn't a historic preservationist, she was looking for something to do that would provide housing for people in need. But she found these houses. And one of them had a condemned sign on it. And it happened to be the house that is now the Clayton House. And she raised the money. She got the National Register of Historic Places designation. She got the Belgrove Historic District created.
Oh.
And the reason it's the 40th birthday is because the restoration of the house was completed in 1977. So on Sunday afternoon, they're going to have someone reenact the stopping of the wrecking ball at 1:30, and then there'll be a party at the Clayton House.
That's fun.
And in between, of course, there's the Ding Dong at Theater Squared. Mm-hmm. Everything I've heard was funny, funny, funny. It's a French farce. If you like noises off and door slamming and mm-hmm. nonsense, go see the Ding Dong. 7:30 today, 2 and 7:30 Saturday, and 2 on Sunday. That continues through June 4th. If you're looking for something a little more serious, it's called Velocity of Autumn.
Okay.
And it's happening at Arkansas Public Theater.
Mm-hmm.
It's about an 80-year-old artist who has taken some rather extreme steps to make sure they can't get her out of her home to send her to a nursing home.
Ah.
Like Molotov cocktails all around her apartment. Until her son climbs in the window and convinces her it's all going to be all right.
Mm-hmm.
This is the last weekend, 8 o'clock today and tomorrow and 2 on Sunday at Arkansas Public Theater at the Victory in downtown Rogers. I've heard amazing reviews of it. So take your Kleenex. They call it a dramedy. You'll laugh some.
Okay.
And that ought to keep you busy till I see you Sunday.
I think so. That sounds like plenty. Thank you, Becca. Becca Martin Brown is Features Editor at the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette.